Scientists in Britain say they have more evidence to suggest that life once existed on Mars. They studied two meteorites that came from Mars and found a chemical fingerprint that is distinctly lifelike. One of the meteorites is quite young in geologic terms, so the scientists say that if there was life on Mars, it may still be there. But as NPR's Richard Harris reports, there are still plenty of skeptics.
In August, NASA scientists made headlines around the world when they announced that they had found hints of life in a Martian meteorite that had been found in Antarctica. That theory has been greeted with considerable skepticism, but scientists at the Open University in England now say they have strong new evidence to back up their colleagues from NASA. They studied the various forms of carbon found in the meteorite. Ian Wright from the Open University explains that carbon comes in light and heavy forms, and living animals tend to accumulate the light form.
The reason for that is that it's lighter, it has a lower mass, and because of that, it's easier to use something of lower mass. And so what happens is that living organisms selectively extract that at a faster rate than they do of the heavier form of carbon.
And when Wright and his colleagues examined carbon from the meteorite from Mars that NASA had made famous, sure enough, they found an excess of light carbon. Wright says that light carbon provides very strong evidence of past life on Mars. And that's not all. That meteorite formed on Mars more than 3 billion years ago, but the British team also reported that they found similar material in a second meteorite, which was much younger. The material there accumulated sometime in the last 180 million years, maybe even as recently as 600,000 years ago.
600,000 years is essentially something living now. I mean, that's very, very young in the age of a planetary body.
Everett Gibson is one of the NASA meteorite researchers.
I think this is exciting that it says, yes, there could be niches somewhere on the planet that life is hiding, and we just have to be smart enough when we go there that we seek out those samples if we want to bring them back and find out and really characterize the biological activity on the planet.
But plenty of scientists still doubt that all this is evidence of life on Mars, and they aren't swayed by the recent findings. Jeffrey Beda at the University of California in San Diego notes that the meteorites have been sitting in the Antarctic ice for thousands of years, so they've had plenty of time to get contaminated with organic material from Earth.
We've calculated that something on the order of 1 to 2 liters of Antarctic ice meltwater had percolated through the meteorite, and the organics in that meltwater had been retained by the meteorite, you could completely account for the purported organic carbon that's in this meteorite. So I don't see how you can possibly claim that this is anything from Mars.
That's a hotly contested point at the moment, but all the experts agree with Ian Wright from England that much more evidence will be required to settle the matter.
What do you want as proof? You probably want things that are wiggling about. And nobody has seen that yet, and we're unlikely to see it in one of these meteorite samples. If life like that exists on Mars and it exists there today, maybe we'll see that one day when we actually go there and look at samples or bring samples back.
Several Mars missions are planned, including one scheduled to blast off next week. But scientists may have to wait a decade or more before a spacecraft actually brings back a piece of Mars to be thoroughly examined in the laboratory. This is Richard Harris in Washington.